Here at 28 Thomasiusstraße, where a building dating from the 1980s now stands, there was once a house known as the Fairy Tale House. This ornate Art Nouveau building was the home of the famous Gewandhaus conductor, Arthur Nikisch. Leipzig, 1918. Two men are walking from the Albert Hall in the Crystal Palace towards Leipzig Central Station. One is the most famous conductor in Leipzig, perhaps even in Europe. The other is Barnard Licht, conductor of workers' choirs and head of the music department at the Workers' Educational Institute. They are friends.
Off to Berlin again, Arthur. When are you ever in Leipzig these days?
I'm always in Leipzig. It's just that my body is occasionally elsewhere.
The Berlin Philharmonic will devour you if you're not careful.
The Berlin Philharmonic has had its fill of me. Leipzig is what keeps me going.
Oh yes, I can understand that. Think of last week when you performed Beethoven's Ninth on New Year's Eve. People from the Workers' Educational Institute were sitting in the front rows. They'd never been to a concert before, and their eyes were shining.
That's what it's all about. Beethoven doesn't belong to the season ticket holders. He belongs to everyone who wants to listen.
Some people see it differently.
Some people see a lot of things differently.
Do you know what people are saying these days about the workers' concerts? That they're going too far, that they're opening things up too much.
People say a lot of things, Barnard. I'm the one conducting.
Or they still talk about your dispute with Gustav Mahler.
That was a long time ago. May God rest his soul. Ah, here comes my train.
Well then, have a good journey and give Berlin my regards.
Incidentally, what you're listening to now isn't a modern recording. It's the original recording from 1913. Arthur Nikisch conducted the Berlin Philharmonic in Beethoven's Fifth, the first complete recording of a symphony in the history of music. The gifted conductor also had a flair for technology. He was one of the first conductors to embrace the new technology of sound recording. The hiss is part of it, the sound of an era. Nikisch's conducting style was considered extraordinary. Compelling and elegant, with minimal gestures and an expressive gaze. It was a style that captivated orchestra and audience alike. In Leipzig, he conducted the Gewandhaus Orchestra, while regularly travelling to Berlin to conduct the Berlin Philharmonic. At the same time, he maintained a friendship with Barnard Licht that crossed social and religious boundaries. Licht later became the choir director at the Great Community Synagogue. Nikisch was deeply revered by his audience. When he died of influenza in 1922, at the height of his career, thousands joined his funeral procession.